Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara here with DetroitLions.com. Mike, we can both agree this is a game that favors the Lions. Heading to Jacksonville, a team that's 1-6, a team that's really struggled. And if you look at every phase of this game, Lions are favored. They need to go down, take care of business, get back to 500.
I think I use this against the Tennessee Titans. Treat a bum like a bum. And I'm no disrespect to Jacksonville, and I respect all the athletes and all that. But the point is, it's like a boxing term. When you've got the advantage, go in, get the knockout, and go home. And I think the Lions can do that. I think they should do that, and I think they will do that. I feel better about the Lions' chances of winning big in this game than I have in any of the previous six.
Was that the problem with Tennessee, is that they didn't get off to the fast start? You know, they let the Titans stay in that game, and obviously we know what happened with the special teams and everything else, but to your point, they need to come in there in the first quarter, score, get a lead, start to use Mykal Ashour, run the ball, and do some of the things that they do well.
Yeah, I'm not putting it all on Matthew Stafford, because the focus is already, it's always on the quarterback, but you know, we asked him earlier in the week, you know, about the fourth quarter, and he says, well, that's fun, the fourth quarter is fun, because he loves it. Matt, if you're watching, enjoy the first quarter.
How about
and
this?
The second quarter.
Have a backward baseball cap on his head in
and
the fourth
the third
quarter.
Quarter.
There
okay.
you go. The fourth quarter, we'd rather see a backward baseball cap. And I think that there's potential for that. You look at the Jaguars on offense, rank bottom, you know, bottom in the league
sacks
in pretty
per
much
play, you know,
every
on defense,
category.
Yeah.
Defensively, I think their highest ranking is 23rd. So on paper, this is a matchup that just really just favors the Lions in every single aspect. That, you know, the Jaguars are also going to be without their two starting corners, the word from Jacksonville is. So
right.
Really, this is a game the Lions should take care of business.
I agree with that. The only issue I see is that the Lions are beat up in the secondary, and they're going to be without three of their projected starting defensive backs, Amari Spivey, Louis Delmas, and Bill Bentley, who's now in injured reserve. But, you know, they came, you know, through last week, and I thought played fairly well, except for a couple of big breakdowns, a long touchdown run, and the pass interference against Jonte Green. But, you know, clean up a couple of those things and really just play football Sunday. Look, once again, I'm going to wear this line out. It's not make or break, because you can't make your season in the seventh or eighth week, but you can break it with a loss. You don't want to be 3-5. Get to 500 and then head to Minnesota for game 9 and start making some hay.
This is a game they have to have. They can't lose this game, and I think realistically look at themselves as still having playoff hopes. I know how
I'm
your
you.
Thought is, but this
I'm
is a
you.
Game you yeah. can't lose.
Absolutely,
if you're the
I'm
Lions.
With you, and I'm projecting a 30-13 win for the Lions.
Calvin Johnson didn't practice again today. First time he's been held out an entire week by that knee injury. I think we both kind of still expect him to play on Sunday, but you know, there's another little factor there, just kind of gets the wheels churning a little bit.
Well, nobody picks up the slack for Calvin Johnson. Now, the other part of it is Jacksonville doesn't know how he's feeling, so when he lines up split right, they're not going to go, we don't have to cover him. You know, you've got to cover him just like you always do, because you never know. But I think he's limited a little bit. I think he has been probably more than we think and more than we know. But Titus Young, play like Titus Young. Ryan Broyles, play like Ryan Broyles. I think the guy to step up is Brandon Pettigrew. He did it last week, and I think Pettigrew will continue to do it for the rest of this season.
Mine is Mykal Ashour. We haven't seen that 100-yard touchdown performance since that game in Tennessee. I think this is a week maybe you get a lead, you work your horses, and he's a guy who can get 100 yards and kind of get that springboard performance.
Al Davis, forward. You're looking down. Just win, baby.